In a world, four friends, one mission.
Mikey, what are you doing?
I'm doing the thing for the podcast.
It's not that hard, bud.
Dude, just say the name.
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
Justin, I told you, she's got to be 18. All right? Like, stop doing that. The fuck is wrong with you?
Dude.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Freedom Friends Podcast. I'm just kidding. Justin's not a pedo. Promise.
I'm just going to cut in the part from the debate where you're talking about being a predator.
Welcome, everybody, to the Freedom Friends Podcast. Justin, roll them sponsors, bruh. Guys, it wouldn't be the Freedom Friends if we didn't talk about our number one sponsor, Warfighter Tobacco. Obviously, you guys have seen us all smoke them. We're here to talk about a quality product that everybody can enjoy. The great equalizer, as we've called it, the Warfighter Tobacco Stick. And it's not just cigars. They've got humidors, travel humidors, cutters, lighters, everything you need to get started on that journey. Check out warfightertobacco.com and use that code FTFO. Score yourself that sweet, sweet 15%. If you want to know my personal favorite, I'm a 762 field guy. I like that Sumatra, real nice and even keeled cigar. Great for us beginner smokers, right? And I'm told that these taste even better when you're listening to the Freedom Friends Podcast. Now, back to the show. This episode is brought to you by Grill Your Ass Off. It's no secret. We're all middle-aged dudes who love barbecue. Grill Your Ass Off is our main go-to for our spices. That's what we use, man. Whether you're doing burgers on the grill, steaks, or my personal favorite, a little bit of pork belly burnt ends, right? They've got you covered on all of that. They also have salsas. They also have seasonings and spices. They got beer salts. They've got everything, man. Check them out. grillyourassoff.com/freedomfriendspodcast or use the code freedomfriendspodcast at checkout.
It is kind of nice not having to
Jesus Christ,
like get out of my, like I used to be out of breath by now.
Right.
Because I have to be like, brought to my warfighterback.com, blah, 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 yeah. blah, you know, and I just spit it all out. Yeah. Like,
And once we're it's just us.
Yeah. It's just you and me.
John's fucking off. Jazz is
fucking off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody else is fucking off.
Yeah.
Well, John's meandering or what is the
gallivanting?
Gallivanting. He's gallivanting. Yes. Yeah. He's off gallivanting.
Yeah.
And Jazz is actually working at least. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Jazz is working on his pettiness, which yeah. I'm so fucking proud of him.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking proud of him for that. So, yeah, you guys just got Scott and I today, which let's be fucking honest. We're probably everybody's favorites anyways. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah. Who's the favorites?
It's you and me.
John and Jazz or Mikey and Scott? Put a poll up.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us the combo. Because I feel like this is it.
I feel like if there was a podcast between John and Jazz,
yeah,
or me and you, people would elect to listen to me and you.
I agree with that.
Well, next week, do we have to do one where it's just John and Jazz?
Probably not, because they'll still be gone. We'll still yeah, be
it'll,
here.
It'll probably still be us. Only that next week it'll be like filling in for John and Jazz today, me and Scott. Dude, I did the math. I've only been home. This is my 11th day home. 12th day. Home in the last 2 months.
God damn.
Yeah. I'm surprised my wife has not left me.
Yeah. Michelle would be not happy with me.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. But now that we don't have old air warfighter Eric,
man.
I'll be out on the road a little bit more. This week I'm just doing local though. Next week I'll probably be out. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Where are you going to go?
I don't know. This week I'm going to hit Fredericksburg. I'm going to hit Dripping Springs. Just like the day trip, so I don't have to stay overnight.
Yeah.
And then next week, I haven't decided yet. I got to look. I'm still trying to decipher Eric's notes about where he was and when and why.
Yeah.
I don't think he really had a pattern. So I got to figure out. I want to go to like the people who've been visited the farthest.
Yeah. Start from like the back.
Yeah.
Work your way forward. Yeah. Sure.
So, yeah.
Show everybody some love.
Yeah.
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 It's a good move.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It'll be cool though, because there's a lot of retailers that we have that I've never met them.
Dude, I think Jazz mentioned something about it, and it he's right. Like the owner of a brand showing up,
yeah,
it's a big deal, dude.
Well,
even a boutique brand,
it's very like, hard.
It's fucking
for,
cool,
but it's very hard for me to like make it a big deal. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Like,
well, it's a big deal to them. You don't have to make it a big deal. You showing up is the big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hope so, but
whatever. You know, and just, and do what, like, you know, like John used to do it when John goes to like fucking, to like, Phoenix, right? Mm-hmm. Like do what he does. Like put up a post showing up to this place, yeah. You know, make him feel special.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes, that little extra fucking mile goes so fucking far with small business owners.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, and granted, I'm not in the cigar industry and I know fuck all, but I do know sales.
I like, ideally, you know,
I can talk to people.
Ideally, like, I would go Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that because I have family and stuff like that.
For sure.
So it'll be Monday. It'll probably be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday where I'm out on the road.
Nice.
Maybe some Fridays. We'll see. Eric's got some events scheduled on the books in June, so I'll have to cover down on those.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be fun. I haven't been on the road in a while. And
well, when are you going to Fredericksburg?
Well, nobody's open until Thursday.
So Thursday.
Thursday. So, yeah, I'm doing that one Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, man, I'd roll with you, but I got a meeting on Thursday.
Yeah.
I just rolled just to hang out.
Wednesday, interesting enough, I have a... what do you call that? It's like an X-ray, but an MRI. I have a brain MRI.
Yeah, doing a brain scan.
Yeah, they're like actually looking to see if there's any TBI shit. So we'll see.
That's how they figured out that I had one.
Because
it's also how I found out that this was aluminum in my arm.
Oh,
yeah, because
it didn't. Your arm didn't stick to the side of it.
Correct.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I, because for the longest time I didn't know, so I erred on the side of caution. So when they would like MRI my back, I would hang my arm out and my fucking shoulder would fucking murder me. And finally, one day I was like, I'm going to fucking try it because I'm stupid. And I did. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then they're like, by the way, you got something in your arm. I was like, yeah, I know. And they're like, it's aluminum. And I was like,
thank God.
Clearly. No,
not like the guy that left his fucking butt plug in.
Oh, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Or the fucking magician with the key.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was a magician who had like a key, like swallowed a key or something. And just didn't tell anybody. It might have been on a TV show, actually. That might have been on House or something. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen an MRI without the covers on it?
No.
Like, there's a bunch of big shit that, like, rotates around, like, spins around.
Well, it's an electromagnetic magnet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, all that shit that you can't see is there's actually shit spinning around in it.
That's why it's so fucking loud.
So my question is, say you have something metal in you.
Yeah.
Does it, like, track... as that thing spinning around, like, is it like stirring you up on the inside or like,
I don't know.
You know, I don't know either.
I don't know. But, call the butt plug guy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's alive to tell about it.
I can't imagine if he is alive, he's probably not doing well.
Yeah, he's not happy.
Yeah. Like, cause that would just rip your shit up.
But I mean, why would you?
Well, first and foremost, why would you put a butt plug in? Secondly, why would you wear that to the fucking doctor's office?
To get an MRI.
To get an MRI. Like, yeah. You had to know.
Yeah, that's...
I thought it was silicone. Nope. Clearly not, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That silicone's surrounded in something. Made of metal.
except for the battery that made it vibrate you.
Yeah, right?
Homo.
Jesus. We don't kink shame, but...
That's not true. Sometimes we do.
That's not kink shaming. That's fucking... You're fucking stupid because you're going in for a medical procedure and you forgot. Well, you forget about it?
Yeah.
You forget it was there? No, you didn't. We've all had fucking like shit hanging out of our ass before. I know it's coming. I know when it's coming out of my ass. Like, you know, like
I've
every time I've pooped, I've known I was pooping.
Oh, well, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. Like the.
I thought you meant just like random inanimate
objects. No, I haven't had any.
No, I forgot it was there.
Right. Like, well, I always love like the ER stories. I had an aunt. I have an aunt who used to work at a ER. She used to tell me these random fucking stories. There was always some elaborate fucking, oh, I tripped and fell. Oh, you fell on the fucking rubber fist. Got it. Yeah, I was like, oh, you fell on the light bulb that went up your asshole.
The matchbox car. I've seen that x-ray. It's awesome.
It's so good.
Oh, wait, that was Jackass. That's why I've seen it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which is very funny.
That is so funny, dude. that was one of the best parts.
That was good.
It was so good, yeah. Yeah. Fucking... yeah, dude, like it's like, dude, you fucking, I just wish that once they'd be like, yeah, I'm a disgusting human being, fuck, get it out of me, all right, do your job, you know, all right, I did my job as a disgusting human being, now it's your time to save me because that's your job, right? Like, fuck, just be honest with them. Hey man, I'm a fucking weirdo.
But could you ever imagine not being able to get whatever you put in your ass out of your ass?
No, it'd be terrifying.
Yeah.
It'd be like fucking terrifying.
Like,
it actually happened to a friend of ours.
I'll just give it a day.
Look, we know. I'm not going to fucking throw out the name, but you know her. Yep.
Yeah. How Ryan Dunn's butt x-ray became a work of art. Yeah. No,
that's so good.
That's a pretty big Matchbox car.
I think anything going up my ass is pretty big.
Yeah, but that looks big in the x-ray.
Yeah. I think it just lit up like the 4th of July, didn't it? Fuck. Dude, I saw a crazy video. It was actually another podcast that was watching this video, and it was a guy who had ordered a plutonium core.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
What is that?
What's the name of it? Yeah.
It's called a death sphere.
Yeah.
But he had ordered it, and he was looking at it, and he lifted up the case, and he dropped it, and it goes, and that guy died because that was the plutonium fucking reacting. And
how do you order this thing?
Apparently, it's totally fucking. You could order it. You could buy it. You could buy plutonium. I don't know if he's going through Iran. I don't fucking get it. All right, I don't understand how it's safe or how it's allowed.
Right.
But some kid got it as a paperweight. And lifted up this thing, and it exposed the core. And then when he dropped it, it like, because it's very, very volatile, when it dropped it and it came into contact with like the outer shell of this sphere,
yeah,
it fucking reacted and fucking like lit up. And everybody's like, oh, it's fake. They're like, nope, that fucking really happened. Like, this kid fucking straight up died because of it.
That's weird.
Like, are you certain?
I am.
Yeah, it's a fucking, I just saw it the other day. I was like, good God, man.
Yeah, destabilized plutonium core.
Why would you even?
Why do they sell it? Like, what,
right?
What's its intended use?
Why is that on the market in the first place? Who is this for? Like, fuck.
All right.
Unless you have a Mr. Fusion and you're making a goddamn flux capacitor to go time travel. Yep, right here. Yeah, this is the video, and it comes from the what podcast is this? Sunday Cool.
Yeah, I think so. This is like a repost of it.
Yeah, I think it's called the Sunday Cool podcast.
Let me see if I can. Give me 1 second.
I want to give these guys credit.
Make sure the audio is.
That's very weird.
Headphones. Look at you, dude. You're so fucking.
Here's
fancy.
What I found.
Yeah. So he lifts it up, and he's pointing at the core there.
Oh, it's a tiny ball. Plutonium. And it looks so freaking cool. It'd be a really good piece to put on my desk or something.
There's no way that's real.
It's real. He destabilized the core when it dropped. It broke, and literally he just got fried with radiation.
What? And he died?
No.
Yeah.
I was about to make fun of the way he talked.
I would, but then I found out he died.
And we would never.
We would literally never talk about
it. We would never talk about it.
Josh! What?
No.
I kind of want to watch
it. It's plutonium. Yeah, it's plutonium.
I'm going to play it over again for you.
But why would you order that?
Yeah.
You use it to pry out this lid, and the inside is just like a little tiny ball.
Plutonium.
And it looks so freaking cool. It'd be a really good piece to put on my desk or something.
Okay, I don't buy this at all. Because that, whatever he dropped on it, is literally a 3D printed plastic. I don't buy this from a fucking anything. Look at that. That's 3D printed plastic.
Oh, it does look 3D printed plastic. It does look like 3D printed plastic. You're not lying.
Yeah. Huh. Let me do some digging. I'll see.
Yeah, do some digging, dude. Have we all just got trolled?
I think we might have gotten trolled, boys.
Yeah, this has to be a troll. Because that one and the video when it made the noise,
it sounded very sound effect.
Yeah.
Now that I'm listening to
it. And the colors, like,
well, apparently that is what happens. There is video of this happening because this has happened in real world, like all the fucking. Like, you know, this happened to government scientists before that did the exact same thing where they fucked it up. It's called a demon core?
Death sphere?
Demon sphere or death sphere?
I think it's death sphere.
Yeah, but it's happened in like real world application, and that's exactly what did happen. And there is video evidence of this shit happening.
Well, if it's real, I want one that looks like a golf ball. that I can just, you know, hook up somebody that I may want to go golfing with.
Just grab Mikey's golf ball launcher.
Fucking A, dude. Cannon. The can cannon?
Yeah.
I don't have the golf ball attachment for that yet.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I have a golf ball launcher for an AR.
Oh.
Well, and all that does is you just take off the fucking flash hider and put on that and
make sure you use blanks.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll end probably.
That's the key.
Well, it'll probably still work with a regular one.
No. Bullet goes through ball. Ball goes through launcher.
Yeah.
Launcher goes through.
So speaking of fire. Which, I finally shot the 45-70. I told you before the show. Yeah. Super happy with this purchase.
Nice.
And a huge shout out to Center Mass for the work you guys did. Absolutely phenomenal.
Dude,
runs like a raped ape.
Been watching their shit on fucking
dude
on the Instagram.
Dude, Luke does a good job, man.
That's cool shit, man.
He does good work, dude.
I still got a couple AKs I'm going to be bringing him.
Yeah.
So I closed my house and then I got some AK money here coming up. So,
I have this idea that I wanted to do for a video, and Justin, you're going to be in on this.
Oh, no.
I want to know if this would be funny. I bought a black Adidas tracksuit and I want to show up to a range with just AKs and SKSs and shit and just fucking,
and a Makarov.
Yeah. Just whatever, like anything Russian.
Yeah.
And just start being an asshole, like safely, you know, cause it's still a firing range, but
you have to show up in like an absolute beat up white van with no windows.
But you buy the paper, you buy the paper targets where it's like the hostage target. And you're only shooting the cop?
Yeah.
Or you're only shooting the hostage, not the hostage taker?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk, here's where I'm going to confuse people. I'm going to talk like an Israeli the whole time. I'm going to be like, weapon be ready. Like fucking, I'm not going to do like Russian nothing. They're just going to be like, what the fuck is this guy?
We may need to get you a spray tan then.
Okay.
You are awfully white.
Actually, I bought some self-tanner. I got some self-tanner at home. It's called Broglow.
Broglow.
Oh, I've seen their I've seen their stuff. Yeah.
I have
doesn't sound gay at all.
I've had it for like a year and a half. I've never used it.
They have great marketing.
They do have great marketing. It looks like the shit works. And it doesn't look like orange. You don't get like the Trump treatment. It looks like it's good stuff. I don't know. That we are not sponsored by these guys. We'd love to be. Broglow. Let's have that conversation.
I don't know. It better be a conversation because I'm not sold yet.
Yeah. But I'd be willing to fucking have that conversation. Shit. Yeah, dude.
I'm leery of any spray tan because I don't know how it reacts to like chest hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is it all sticky?
So I got spray tan for a wedding once.
Of course.
But I went into like the booth to get like spray tanned where you like drop down to fucking nakedness and it automatically sprays you and shit. So it was a Hawaiian themed wedding. Shout out to my boy Dwight, who I know listens to the show, and his wife Lori. It was for their wedding. It was years ago.
Yeah.
And this is when I was stationed in Pendleton before I ever moved back east and all that, right? Like fucking years ago. So we're probably looking 2006, 2007 ish when I did this. I fucking went in and got spray tanned and it looked a little weird. I didn't like it.
I wasn't so a fan. I got a question. When you were in the Marines back then, did Marines shave their legs?
No.
So everybody who had a Ranger tab, it was a cool thing to shave their legs, their chest. Like,
why?
I don't know.
Why? I shaved my arms back then, but that was because I had tattoos.
Like, yeah, no. We had Ranger buddies that,
that's weird.
Yeah, Ranger panties and shaved ass legs.
No, fuck no.
No,
barrel chested hairy dudes with fucking UDTs, man. Us and Navy SEALs. That's how it rolls.
That's what I picture the military.
That's what it should be.
But every Navy SEAL I saw too was like a leg shaver. And
oh, not me. I've seen some hairy fucking SEALs.
Yeah.
Yo, fuck yeah. Like maybe the new guys, but like the saltier dudes.
I wasn't
like,
with the
new like guys. Buds I instructors and shit. Those guys, like their pubes are fucking hanging out of the bottom of their UDTs. They don't give a fuck.
Perfect.
Yeah. Like, that's man shit.
Yeah, that's man shit.
With their mustaches and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Yeah. I don't know what it was with Rangers that had to shave everything.
Like, that's weird. I didn't know that.
I never understood. Yeah. But our whole scout, like, I was, like, one of the non-Ranger guys in our scout platoon.
Yeah. Well, right? you got a sniper tab, though, so fuck them.
Well, it's not really a tab. You don't. That's fake. You don't get a tab for being a sniper.
You don't get a sniper, the little sniper thing? They give pieces of flair for fucking everything. They didn't do that for a sniper?
No.
That's some bullshit.
No, no. Snipers had to invent their own tab, and we bought it, but it was nothing that's like...
But you can't officially wear it.
No, not at all.
Oh, that's fucking...
Usually they'd sew them on the inside pocket or some bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never did
that. I did that with my E-Swasp pin. I used to flip it up. And,
yeah.
I had an old platoon sergeant who on the new uniforms with the Velcro shoulder pads, he had it on the underside.
Yeah.
Because he was... Ranger Airborne Sapper, and his running joke was like, you think that's a lot, and then he'd lift his pocket and it'd be a sniper tab.
Have like more shit on the bottom. That's like, funny.
I dig that.
I respect that.
Yeah, I mean, they came out with sapper tabs.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's my, they don't have sniper tabs, they have sapper tabs.
Which is fair. I probably wouldn't have even been authorized a sniper tab because I never went to the Army Sniper School.
Well, you went to SODIC, which is fucking, in my opinion,
different,
higher.
But different, right?
I don't know.
It was a gentleman's course.
Yeah.
Yeah. We learned.
That's like dudes who go to jump school.
We learned a lot more. I think I helped teach a sniper's, like an Army sniper school one time. And I feel like I was so pissed because we're in like, it's 2003, 4, 5, right? We're like in war.
We're balls deep in combat.
Yeah. And they're kicking people out.
Like legit combat.
Yeah. Like they fail a stock and they kick somebody out of the school. Or like you failed and you're done. Get up and go and you might not pass the course.
Lame.
You know, SODIC, you would go through all of the motions and then it was all points based. So you got all the training, but you might have failed it, not had enough points to graduate.
But you still got the training.
You got all of the training.
So if anything, I'm at least a good DDM.
Right. You know, like, yeah. Fuck. Like at least, you know. Yeah. So.
Dude.
Yeah, it was. Oh, I was never a big fan of the Army Sniper School, but just because of that. Like, I feel like, fine, fail them, right? Make them redo it if they fucked it up. But let them finish. You know, like, you're doing a stock, and for some reason you get spotted. It was literally stand up and walk back. Like, no. Like, you failed, but finish the exercise.
Yeah.
And then you get your redo tomorrow. And if you don't pass that, fine. You finish the course, but you don't graduate. You don't get your certificate. Whatever. But at least
the training, the learning has occurred.
Not only that, but then usually you'd get kicked out of the sniper section for not passing sniper school.
Yeah,
which sucks, right? Because then we got to find new people.
Yeah,
even though it could be for something that like
or you got to recycle that guy.
Yeah, or you have to send him back. But then they might fail the same thing because they never fucking finished it. You know,
or they might fail the next thing.
Yeah. Like let them get the training.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
I never understood it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, common sense and military. Not really simpatico. Yeah. You know, it doesn't really go hand in hand.
In airborne school, if you popped one of your reserves, you would recycle to the next week. So they would spend more money to house you for another week. Like I had a buddy who was
like in my accidentally packed.
Yeah, accidentally.
Okay, so you accidentally pulled the fucking.
Because like if you don't pull your reserve because you don't want to recycle and you just burn in, like that's a lose-lose to everybody too.
Yeah.
But I think it was his third jump. He hit the ground, removed his reserve and everything. And then when he like was going to stick his parachute in his bag or something and just like it caught his reserve handle and popped his reserve and they recycled him. And so he had to wait a full week until the next cycle's jump week. And then he got he jumped the whole time. So he actually left airborne school with like 8 jumps. But the Army was like, no, because of this one thing, we're going
to
spend.
This dude wasn't even close to a cherry anymore either, dude.
No.
8 jumps, like he's solid.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, like, let's be real. A week of recycle is not a big deal.
It's not. It's just
at the time you think it is.
Yeah. Right?
But it's really not. Like, nobody gives a fuck.
Well, like,
when you recycle, like. I mean, sniper school is like 6 or 8 weeks long. Like, you know, like if you fail out in week 2, but you're still in a sniper section and get deployed, what the fuck good did it go? Did it get, you know, what good did it do you?
Yeah.
It did nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, like I thought about this today, actually, because so in order for me to jump in Normandy, apparently I have to present a certificate of completion of a jump training course. Now, obviously, I went through RCPT's jump school, but. I didn't get a certificate when I went through that. I have a jump master certificate that says that I'm a jump master for them, but I don't have a fucking basic one. So I had to hit up fucking old Big Bird and be like, hey man, can I have a fucking certificate made dated to fucking October 2019 when I went through the fucking course. And he's like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, that's, it's fucking silly, man. Like, yeah. It's like, whatever. But like, I get it. Like, you know, I mean, it's a piece of paper that I need to have. And luckily I have the ability to get it backdated and have that. Right. Yes. Like, so, yeah. So at least I'll have that. Right. Which is okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
But I was sitting there thinking about it and you mentioned reserves. So I've been jumping since October 2019. Mm-hmm. I've only seen one reserve popped in the air.
Really?
I've seen probably 50 of them popped on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
From people fucking around.
Are they reaching out? They're spring loaded.
They are.
Yeah. So you obviously know when it happens.
Oh, okay. For sure. I've seen one Timmy Two Shoots, and it was actually this March where it actually happened. And I saw the guys, I actually have the video of the guy's exit. It's dog shit exit. Like, he bounced off the side of the wall and rolled out and shit.
Been there.
So he had some twists, yeah. We'll say. And he freaked out and he pulled his reserve, which as an instructor is fine.
Yes.
If you don't feel safe on your descent, pop your reserve. If it makes you feel fucking safer, I'm not going to be mad at you.
Even in a fully inflated parachute, just because you're twisted.
If you're a brand new student and you panic.
But what I'm asking
you. It won't affect it.
It won't affect it. You won't be able to steer it for shit.
Right.
You're going to come down slower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you will come down slower. Right. You got more fucking stuff above you.
But as long as it doesn't affect it, because I would imagine, like, in my brain.
Well, it's because
if you had an inflated one and you popped one, that it would get tangled up in the other one.
So
it goes
that's why
directly
it,
out.
These, that's why it's spring loaded.
Yeah. This specific parachute system, it doesn't happen like that. Okay. However, on a square system, it can absolutely happen like that because they both come off the shoulders.
And that might have been why I was thinking.
Like, if you have a two-out situation, which is why it can be really dangerous. If they can pull away or they can stack on top of each other, and then you have this problem and you're unable to steer.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So, or you can have them front or back or whatever, and then you have to steer the dominant one. You got to figure out which one the dominant one is.
Yeah.
It's best to just cut the motherfucking main away and ride your reserve, right?
Absolutely.
But there are situations where it's a two out situation, right? Where it just happens. Look at this fucking morose cunt.
This guy.
Dude. Fucking guy.
He's got stories too.
He does. What's that?
What is this?
Looks like boba tea. Came from Virginia. Came from Virginia. Patrick County. Well, it's
coffee beans.
Was it coffee shine? Coffee moonshine? It might be fucking delicious.
Yeah, dude. I got a little bit of this Jameson, then I'll go for it.
Yeah, I'll fuck with that in a minute. Actually, you know what? We got two clean cups.
Need one?
Yeah.
So Mr. Gary Brugman walked in. I haven't seen fucking Gary Brugman.
Been a minute. We talked last week, and I actually talked about it on the show last week because he sent me a fucking, like, a romantic getaway invite. It turns out fucker wanted to take me on a private plane to Virginia. For the weekend. I was unable to go because I had a ceremony I was obligated to do this weekend, which I'm going to talk about in a second.
I just thought he got arrested again.
No. He's keeping his nose clean.
Okay,
good. So, what the fuck were you talking about?
Reserves.
I saw Timmy Two Shoot happen, and nobody fucked with the guy. It was fine. But if you pop that bitch on the ground, like when you're sitting there and you're getting your stuff together and you reached out and you grab, there's only one way to fucking do it. You grab the shiny handle on the system that on the MERPS that we.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
You know.
Yeah. I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Because the ones that I jumped, I don't know the nomenclature for the current reserves.
Yeah.
That, like, we use.
The T11 one.
The T11 ones. But when you pull them, they come directly out of your chest.
Yeah.
The ones that Mikey pop that uses, they come out the side of
it. No. Ours go out the front.
Oh, they go out the
front. Yeah, because it's the MERPS. You know, the MERPS is on the front.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of the really old ones.
Yeah. Fuck. You're thinking of the fucking pull out and fucking throw the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Those ones, like when the modified reserve center loop soft pull, soft loop center pull.
Probably, yeah.
MERPS.
Yeah. But the funny thing is the new ones, the spring, the main reason that riggers get so upset is because.
What'd you say?
This guy's trying to catch me slipping.
Yeah.
but the new ones, the spring has so much tension on it to really throw it away from your body so it can catch air that it's such a pain in the ass to load back up.
Well, that's why. So it's an $80 pack job for a MERPS. Yep. You know, and that's the thing. If you pop it on the ground, you're paying fucking $80.
Yep.
But the way we say it at RCPT, if you pull it in the air, we understand.
Yes.
You know, I mean, especially when you're learning. Mm-hmm. If you pull that thing, if you didn't feel right and it wasn't right for you, we don't fucking know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we could armchair quarterback that from the ground all we want.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But the simple fact is we aren't there.
You don't know what that person was feeling.
Yeah. Once you leave the aircraft until you fucking PLF, it is on you.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's still a judgment call, even if you have a solid canopy above you, because you're still like, I think I'm falling at a normal speed. And especially if you're a new jumper who doesn't know what a normal speed is, you might be like, I feel like I'm coming in hot as fuck right now.
So because
this reserve.
Your fucking third point of performance is?
Check canopy and gain canopy.
That's your second.
Oh.
And your third point of performance is compare your rate of descent with your fellow jumpers.
Yes.
Right? You need to you keep a sharp lookout and compare your rate of descent.
Yes.
You know? If you don't know what to compare to, if you don't know what you're looking at, or maybe you're a fucking heavy drop.
Yep.
You know, maybe you're a 230-pound dude and everybody else on your stick was 140 pounds. Mm-hmm. And you're fucking just going lower than them.
Yeah.
You know, and fuck, you and I have jumped together, and that happened to you and me. Exactly. You went out in front of me, and I watched you go up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I've seen it happen.
Mikey, you just went down faster.
100%. No, this motherfucker went up, dude. Like, he fucking went, because I was like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. But, you know, and it happens. Yeah. So, and that's why, while you're in training, or even if you're not in training, at RCBT, our policy is, if you pop the reserve in the air because you didn't feel comfortable,
yeah,
no blood, no foul. Absolutely. That's why we have it there,
yeah.
Right? I've yet to see one deployed that needed to be deployed, but I see them more often than not on the ground because of a stupid fucking mistake.
Yeah.
They reach that they're excited, the adrenaline's going, yeah. They're fucking stoked. They go to grab their stuff and they grab the fucking handle and pop, and it's like fuck. Which is why I'm worried about mine going to Normandy because TSA likes to grab shit. So I'm going to be saran wrapping my fucking reserve with a little note in it that says, hey, it's a parachute. Don't pull the shiny handle. Like, yeah. So
that's the downside too on those ones. The part that releases it is a shiny handle on a cloth reserve.
Right.
So like you look at that and your brain just goes,
pull that
right there. Yeah.
Or we all get
pick it up by this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. We get fucking like, you know, raccoon brain where it's like, ooh, shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
The new ones that we jumped with have a red pull handle. So they were always just like, fucking red is dead, bitch. Like, don't fucking pull that unless you have to. Yeah.
Dude, I'm seriously thinking about taking like red duct tape and duct taping my handle.
There you go.
Yeah.
Can't hurt.
Right.
If anything, it's just even while you're wearing it, like it's easy to find. If you're struggling finding it, just look for the bright red shit.
Yeah. Right. Like, I don't know. I trust my equipment. I'm not worried about pulling my reserve.
Fair.
You know, because if I get a good exit and I do everything right and I know my GMPI was good, I'll be fine.
That's true.
I appreciate the paragliding video you sent me today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
I sent him this video. This fucking poor guy.
Yeah.
And you came back and you were like, this is why I don't want the trike.
Yeah. So he's on a trike and you can see that it took way too long for the parachute to like grab air and get above him. And then by the time it did, he got off the ground and turned, but he wasn't above the trees. And like a tree smacked him in the face. And fucking, he was like, it was done, right? But he had the great GoPro video of it.
I'm going to send it to Justin. I'll send it to you on Messenger, Justin.
But I'm like, yeah, that's why I don't want to trike. Like, if I can't inflate my parachute, I'll just stop walking and won't run myself into a fucking tree. Yeah.
Well, you boys ready for some current events? I got one that I think you guys are gonna enjoy.
Uh-oh.
Hit us with that, bitch.
I'm going to let y'all read the news headline here.
All right. Over 100 hidden camera videos, mostly of Navy sailors, were uploaded to a porn site.
Oh, how much gay shit did they see?
In Guam.
Yes. So at least 100
non-consensual pornographic videos depicting U.S. service members on Guam were briefly available on one of the world's most visited websites, according to, I love that it's one of the world's most visited websites. It's definitely porn. Hilarious.
At least 102 videos of men masturbating in bathroom stalls, many on Guam, were uploaded to Pornhub January 2020.
No shit.
Guys. Why are you beating off in the bathroom stall?
Where the fuck else are you going to beat off?
That's not on them.
Yeah, that's on. Not on
is
them.
It in their, is it in their room?
Or a public stall.
It's probably like group.
It's probably like group where you, like, you have roommates. You don't jerk off. You beat off in the bathroom. Okay. That's fucking courtesy.
Okay.
These guys are getting fucked.
Scott's just victim blaming.
Fuck you, Scott. I'm beat off in plenty of bathrooms, man. If somebody had a fucking... Dude, at least give me a kickback if you're going to record it.
Cameras placed above, below, through holes in the wall of bathroom stalls.
You. Aboard new U.S. Navy vessels. And what is the men restroom at Naval Base Guam's Liberty Center, according to the warrant? Others appeared to be recorded by at an unknown hostel and appeared to depict civilians. The warrant states some of the individuals depicted were in uniform and identifiable.
Pornhub is the 15th most visited website in the world.
Attaboys.
What's crazy is it's the second most visited adult video website.
Wow.
What's the first?
I think we're going to have to answer that question.
I think so too.
But could you
imagine? What's the first visited website?
Yeah, what's the most visited website? I mean, Google.
But that doesn't is that a website? That's not really a website.
Google.com is definitely a website.
No, it's a search engine.
Still a website.
When you type it takes you to Google.com.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably for
sure. But what's the most visited porn website? Well, what's your guess? I would have guessed Pornhub. But what's your guess?
I don't know.
It's probably something stupid like sex.com or something dumb. I don't know any porn. Or porn.com. Huh? I don't know any porn sites. I don't believe you. You probably watch prison porn to jerk off, you fucking weirdo.
So what I'm saying here is Pornhub is number one. So I don't know what else. Like, everything I'm seeing is Pornhub. Unless, which even the only one other one I could think of is OnlyFans, but they're not even close to number one. The next top one is X Videos.
I would say X Videos.
Is this just adult sites you're looking at?
Just adult sites.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess fucking this website has their fucking shit wrong.
Or maybe in 2020 they weren't as popular.
Oh, maybe.
That's true.
But Bang Bros. those crafty bastards.
But could you imagine being E2 and you're just jerking it?
They said a lot of them are on naval vessels.
Yeah.
And actually, Gary, you can back me up on this because you've been on ship before, because Coast Guard vessels are very, very similar. Naval vessels, you're in a berthing area where you sleep in coffin racks. Mm-hmm. All right. It's usually like bunk beds, right?
What do the restrooms look like?
Privacy curtain. All you have is a curtain, and the curtain does not cover everything, right? It blocks the light out of your eyes, and that's about the size.
Where would somebody put a camera?
In the head, in the bathrooms.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
I'm trying to think about, like, so almost every time I was on ship, the head was across the hall, across the P-way, right?
Which one looks?
Well, that would be the shitter you'd want to look at.
Who's
going to jerk off standing next to a urinal?
Click on that one. See, those are shower stalls. No, click on the one right above that one. One with shitter stalls in it.
Up. Yep.
Yeah, click on that.
Yep.
So yeah, this looks right. Not the words, but can I see the picture?
Website doesn't want to cooperate with me.
Yeah, so you can see, I mean, those are fucked up toilets, clearly. But so you can see, like, you get a stall. It's a regular fucking stall, right? That's where you're going to beat off. Because when you and then click on the one, see the one with the ironing board down here? That's a berthing area. Those are coffin racks.
Yeah.
Like, that's where you sleep. Same fucking color curtains. Yep. That might be the USS Harpers Ferry or the Germantown or the Dubuque or any of the fucking many of naval vessels I've been on. They all had the same blue curtains. But, like, so you would sleep in that. But you can't jerk off in that. One, everybody's going to know. There's no privacy. Zero. But secondly, the head's right across the hallway and you have a stall. Just go in there and fucking beat it.
Well, it'd also be like super easy to hide a camera. Like,
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of it's like open like that with pipes and shit. Like, that's fucked, man. Now go to the shower one.
This one?
No, down and to your left.
Ah.
Yeah, go to that one. So that right there, the shower heads on naval ships are interesting. Well, those ones down there look like normal shower heads. Everyone I've always been on were handheld. It was a little fucking, it looks like a,
You use less water that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hence the term Navy showers, right? It's got a little button. I always called it the Dingleberry Blaster 2000 because...
Same thing with an RV shower, right?
Very, very similar.
You have the on-off button on the shower head.
Yeah. That thing is like a fucking... Like, those look like nice regular showers. I've never... That must be the fucking officer berthing or some shit. But yeah, those things fucking take paint off your taint. Those things are gnarly, bro.
Apparently, the videos were taken down on January 16th, though, but there's still an investigation ongoing.
So they were up there for fucking 4 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder how the conversation was going when they found out about it and were like, so you were stationed in Guam in 2020, so we're going to need
But this is at the Naval Air Station.
Well, I will say this for all you.
I don't think this was on a ship.
Well, it said it, some of it was on U.S. Navy vessels.
Okay.
Yeah. As well as the rec center bathroom that depicted some civilians,
which is why I said, why are you beating off the rec center?
So I will say this, here's my advice according to your barracks lawyer Mike Fahey, right? There's this little tidbit called tort law. Civil torts, you're allowed to individually hold responsible financially individuals in the military, which means you can go to the captain of a ship all the way down to the fucking senior leadership, all the way up to the Secretary of the Navy, to the commander of the fleet, or whatever. Now, do with that information what you will, but I guarantee if you take that little tidbit to a lawyer, they're going to have a fucking field day because there's a mountain of evidence in your favor. I'm just saying, go get yours, boys, because that fucking shit ain't cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Plus, they got NCIS on it. Leroy Jethro Gibbs don't fucking play.
You goddamn right. You goddamn right. Did you try this yet?
No, not yet. I'm almost ready.
I'm just going to pour some in this empty one. Looks like I could use a pick-me-up, and it's got espresso beans floating in it. That's okay.
Ooh, it looks nice. like a latte.
Fucking tastes like a latte. That's fucking wonderful. It's a big hit this week. Dude, that's so fucking good.
It's an upper and a downer.
Ooh.
That's so fucking good.
That is good.
That's good as shit, dude.
A latte booze.
Ooh.
Hey, it's freaking hardcore moonshine, so be careful.
How does
Justin,
it?
Justin, you're going to need this.
Yeah, this is pretty Scott, fucking tasty.
How does it compare to an Irish car bomb?
Oh, it's right there.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, my God. It's a little creamy, too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, that's just delicious.
That's fantastic. Fucking
phenomenal, dude.
That literally came from the mountains of Still in Virginia.
That's nice. Fucking phenomenal.
Gary said they came from a mountains or from the Still in the Mountains in Virginia.
Well, fucking Jethro, fucking shout out, pal.
Yeah.
You're dango Still did a dango good job, boy.
Coffee moonshine. I never would have thought.
Mm. That's phenomenal. Wow, man. Thanks, buddy. That's good. Big fan. Fucking A. Hey, what are you smoking?
A Crow.
Oh, same. Same. Yeah. Are you doing this in solidarity for missing Jazz or what?
No. It's just one I haven't had yet today. So
that's a good question, Scott. I'm curious. Do you have a usual regiment when it comes to your cigar choices for the day?
Kind of.
Well, like on average, how many cigars do you smoke a day?
Probably 4 or 5.
Okay.
And at least 2 of those are usually Rosados.
Yeah. I know that's your favorite.
Yeah.
Like
it's, yeah. I don't know if it's my favorite. It's just my go-to.
Like, well, it's consistent.
Yeah.
It's
my safe space.
That is a consistent safe space smoke.
I really like the Night Shift. I really like the Victory. I really like the Corojo. I like all of them.
I hope so.
It just depends. The one my least favorite is probably the 556 Field or the 762 Field because I like a little bolder cigar.
Yeah. But I'm kind of a bitch. Those are actually my two favorite.
Yeah.
Which is, that's not true. He Who Shall Not Be Named, your unbanded San Andreas is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
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 That one. And the Night Shift is also phenomenal.
It's a very good cigar.
Yeah. Real big fan.
Hey, where can we get those cigars, guys?
Warfightertobacco.com.
Use that code FTFO. Screw yourself that sweet, sweet 15% off.
We haven't. Oh, we use that code every time. We just haven't. You haven't said it in a while.
Yeah.
I haven't heard
it. You haven't had to because we got, Justin got fancy on us, right, man. We didn't have to do this shit no more.
Also, shameless plug, if you're on YouTube at all, go subscribe to the Warfighter podcast. We're like 50 off from hitting 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, nice. Fucking A, dude. Yes. On YouTube?
On YouTube.
Oh, I should go subscribe to that.
Yes. Oh, you fucking asshole.
I'll do it right now, man. I don't often subscribe to shit on YouTube. Come on.
Fun fact, Mikey's been on that podcast too.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
Is it on Warfighter?
I think
Warfighter Tobacco.
This comes out a week before our guest is on. So we have a good guest on the next one.
Yeah.
We had a good time. So
it's a fun time. It's more cigar centric. So it's not, you're not going to get the same thing you get here.
Cigar and military centric.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it is different than the Freedom Friends. So.
It is very different. I actually really enjoyed being on that show. It was a little bit more of an in-depth look, and we got to actually kind of like have a conversation about us.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't just all dick and fart jokes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was nice. It's a good show. I also recommend checking it out. Yeah. While we're plugging YouTube shows, I mentioned it last week, but big shout out to Tracy Lingle, one of my RCBT guys, for opening up My Chow Line. That's his YouTube channel.
Nice.
It's called My Chow Line. This guy cooks with passion, like just fucking cooks his fucking ass off, man. It's phenomenal too. Like, he makes great shit. Every meal that I've had that he's made has ended with some kind of cobbler that he makes in a Dutch oven.
Yeah.
You can just tell the guy gives a fuck.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the days of having Dallas's shitty fucking food at RCBT are long gone.
Hell,
you know what I'm
saying?
But dude, fucking yeah, man. Like, when he cooks, it's so fucking awesome. Nice. And last week episode that dropped this last Friday, was actually dedicated to me. And he told a story that I had told him. And there he is. The Chuck Rose burnt ends with a veteran story. That one right there is a story about me. And he's got micro content, like a 9-minute story, but it just says Mikey story as well. I gave him a little bit of advice about chopping it up and doing micro content and taking pieces and stuff like that.
Attaboy.
Trying to help him. You know what I mean? I actually wanted to point him your direction because I'm a very novice. I was like, I got a pro. I was like, I'm the dickhead in front of the camera usually, man.
No, it's very awesome.
But he makes some fucking phenomenal food, man. Like, this guy
looks good.
Kicks ass behind a grill, dude.
Apple cobbler. Looks amazing.
And you'll notice that he's got our buddy Grill Your Ass Off.
Nice.
As one of his big things. I turned him on to those guys.
I see he's smoking a cigar over there in that one.
And he smokes Warfighter cigars. Nice, yes. Nice. All of these stories that he tells, he sits down with a drink with that and a Warfighter cigar. Look at that ashtray. Look awfully familiar.
He's got, that's the expensive bottle of War Soldier.
Yes, he does. Oh, no, that's the 80th anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the 80th anniversary is that one.
Nice.
But if you can tell, he's got like the sign bottle over here.
Yeah.
I see Alex's signature and stuff. And he sent me a picture of his setup, actually. And he now has a Grill Your Ass Off flag and a Warfighter Tobacco flag in the background of his videos.
Oh, yeah. One of our metal signs.
He bought one of your signs. Nice. Yeah, and he put it up.
Hell yeah.
So, that's the background of his shit now. So you're going to be on there.
Oh, we'll send him a care package.
He's a good fucking dude, man. His brother is a former Ranger. And also one of my jump masters with me. Very knowledgeable guy. Super knowledgeable. Autistic level knowledgeable. Actually, Peyton knows his shit really well. And then Tracy is his brother and just a fucking great dude.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to take this moonshine. And make it
an Irish coffee.
Making an Irish coffee. So I'm putting Jameson in coffee moonshine.
I will go to this fucking loony bin with you.
Make it a little Irish.
Cheers, pal. I'll go to this loony bin with
all
you.
Right,
fucking A. Let's try it. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you.
That's probably 90% booze.
It's delicious.
Oh, it's fucking good.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Well, Scott.
All right.
It's going to be one of those days.
We're going live.
That's phenomenal, dude. No, so the story, and I'll tell you the story. But I encourage everybody to go over there and to check out Tracy's show,
My Chow Line on YouTube.
Yeah, My Chow Line. Do you want to link it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like he'll link it in the bottom. It'll be in the description. He asked me to tell like a food related military story, and the first one that popped in my head was the Marine Corps birthday in 2004. Wobs in Fallujah.
Okay.
So if you know Marines, we take our birthday wildly serious.
Now, I've never imagined until just now a Marine Corps birthday while deployed doing war.
Doing Marine Corps shit.
Yeah. Right. So do tell.
We still give a big fuck about it, right? Like, and traditions must be observed, right? Especially like oldest to the youngest and you know, things like that, right? And one of the big things is a cake. We need a cake, you know? And I had a Marine that used to be a pastry chef. And he's like, I can't fucking... We're like, you're going to make us a cake, right? He's like, I fucking can't. He's like, I don't have anything. I don't have fucking eggs, bro. Like, no, I can't make you a fucking cake.
Right.
He's like, I can make frosting. And we were like, how? And he's like, well, technically you could take the cocoa powder out of MREs and mix it with some peanut butter, and it'll make a nice little icing.
Oh, there you go.
So okay. I was like, okay. I was like, well, we got pound cakes.
Yeah, yeah.
So we opened up like 3-4 cases of fucking MREs, and we had all these different flavored pound cakes. Put them on an engine panel.
Fuck yeah.
And he frosted them with fucking cocoa powder and peanut butter frosting.
Yeah.
Right? I had another kid who had just shown up. He was a combat replacement. He was a reservist. And his day job, he was a cartoonist for a newspaper. And he's like, well, I can draw pretty well. So pastry chef guy mixes peanut butter with like water or something and makes like a light icing that would harden. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. And this dude drew happy 229th. I think it was 229th at that point.
Yeah.
Birthday Marines with the Eagle Globe and Anchor on like a bunch of pound cakes that were like stuck together. And we observed the tradition in combat. Right, where the oldest Marine present fucking cut the cake and
with a K bar,
and he gave it to the youngest Marine present. He had the first bite. Oldest Marine present had the second bite. Like we observed the tradition.
That's awesome,
right? Yeah, and then because we had like 40 cases of fucking MREs open or 4 cases of MREs open, they're like, "What are we gonna do now?" It's like, "Well, let's have an MRE cook-off," which I won. Okay. I actually won the cook-off that ensued after this. So you remember Frankfurters?
Oh yeah.
What was your guys' name for those?
5 fingers of death.
4 fingers of death, right?
Yeah.
There's 4 of them. Yeah. Yeah, 4 fingers of death or baby dicks or whatever, right? Yeah. We called them the 4 fingers of death as well. Yeah. So I took those, and those came with potato sticks, which are like potato chips sticks, right? And I heated them up, and I cut them up and put them in there. Whole thing of jalapeno cheese, some Lowry seasoning salt that I'd stole from the chow hall that I just had in my pack, and a whole bottle of Tabasco. Mixed it up. Looked like vomit.
Right.
Looked like fucking vomit. Tasted phenomenal. Right. And I called it baby dick surprise. Blind taste tests. I won. I won the MRE cook-off. It's because we had opened them all up to cupcakes.
That was the safest main meal you could have picked because there were so many bad ones.
Well, that generation. Yeah.
Cheese tortellini was so bad.
Really? You didn't like cheese?
No.
I thought it tasted like Chef Boyardee's retarded little brother.
Yeah.
Well, nobody ever wanted the fucking... So there's two kinds of...
I got down with Chili Mac.
Sure.
If I could put the crackers in it.
Sure.
What else was there? Oh, I'm having a hard time.
The best one was number 19. It was pot roast. Because pot roast still looked like meat.
Right.
It was like actual, it wasn't like formed beef patty. It was like still like meat, like it shredded like meat.
Yeah.
Like, so I like that one.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that's the only one I have at home still. I have a number 19 that I keep. I usually keep it in my truck. Yeah. That's a fucking, But yeah. I mean, do you remember the old ones? Like the old dark brown ones?
Oh yeah.
From what year?
From like the early 90s, late 80s.
I had them in the late 90s yet, but yes.
Yeah. Like, well, I came in, they were phasing them out into the tan ones, right?
Oh, look at you.
Oh, fucking A, dude. 87. Which one had fucking chicken a la king? Yep, there it is. Chicken a la King was number six.
There you go.
That one was delicious.
Beef stew is always good.
Yeah, beef stew is a staple.
Go up.
Omelet with ham could get fucked.
Go a little newer.
Oh, you're going. You're
up, right there.
2001.
Let's see here. Boneless pork chop was eh. Jamaican pork chop with noodles was bleh.
Whoa.
Country Captain Chicken was okay.
That was trash. You're high. Chicken with Thai sauce was garbage.
Yeah.
Chili Mac, always a fucking. The bean and rice burrito can get fucked.
Yes, every language. That was the worst.
That was terrible.
And the whole meal was bad.
But number 19. No, that was beef with mushrooms. Where's the.
This is 2001.
Scroll up.
Meatloaf with gravy was good.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not fucking hallucinating. I know what number 19 was because it was the only one I liked.
What year was it?
This would have been 2004.
Well, you were Marine. Yeah, but keep so going. We got to go
no,
like.
No, the they have no we all get the same shit.
They have a shelf life of whatever, right?
So. That's true. It wasn't roast beef with vegetables, though. Pot roast with vegetables. 2007. Maybe it was a newer one. Maybe that was a newer one. The pot roast with vegetables. That's the one. That's the best MRE I've ever had.
Wow. I would have put money on that. That was trash.
No, that's the best. That's the only one that tasted like actual meat.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't seen hardly any of these flavors. Of these.
Well, these new ones are fucking fancy.
Go to the newest. What's
beef brisket?
What the fuck? What's today?
Yeah, what do they got now? Chili with beans.
Pepperoni pizza slice.
Get the fuck out of here.
Beef goulash, huh?
Shredded beef and barbecue.
Lemon pepper tuna.
I like this. Number five, chicken chunks.
Chicken chunks was actually pretty good.
Is it good?
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Jalapeno pepper jack beef patty.
Wait, does chicken chunks come with tortillas?
I believe so.
I think it does, right?
Yeah.
What? That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Chili Mac was always like, I've seen dudes.
Chili Mac will never go away.
Yeah. I've seen dudes fist fight over chili.
Cheese tortellini.
Maple pork sausage patty.
That one's actually pretty good too.
Really?
Yeah, that one's actually pretty good. It actually tastes like there's real syrup in there.
Oh, so it's like a fucking McGriddle type of shit.
Meatballs and marinara sauce, also solid.
That's always been a solid. That's Chef Boyardee, dude.
Yep.
Well, that's why cheese tortellini is a vegetarian one.
Yeah, but I hated it so much.
Well, you probably ate it 5 million times.
Yeah, probably.
The chicken burrito bowl I always got because so many people disliked it, and I thoroughly enjoyed that one. So it was awesome because my go-to MRE, I never had to fight for. It was awesome.
Lemon pepper tuna. That was the package. That was like an actual like Starkist tuna pack.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So that's a W. Yeah. That's always 100%. A win. Yeah. When they started doing that, I was like, okay, I'm on board with this.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now scroll down to the old ones.
Oh yeah. Let's see how old we go.
All right. So this is like
81 to 85.
This is like when I started eating MREs because I had older brothers.
I remember Chicken a la King though.
Chicken a la King was delicious.
That went for a while.
Yeah, all right, scroll up a little bit. Frankfurters with beans, fuck out of here.
Let's see.
Right, that one right there, 88, up one. 88 to 89. This was a heyday. Omelet with ham was terrible. One of the grossest things ever made.
Meatballs, beef and rice, and tomato sauce.
Yep.
Sounds like an action.
This is before we got stupid and had like fucking vegetarian meals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Scalloped potatoes with ham, weirdly enough, not bad. Chicken and rice was always fine. Tuna with noodles was fucking disgusting. It was terrible. It was supposed to be like tuna helper. It tasted like tuna puke.
Yeah.
That one was fucking
it looked
bad.
Like it too.
Yeah.
So bad.
Did y'all ever have the kosher MREs?
No.
Those were actually pretty solid. We got yelled at because we had
the halal ones? Yeah. Or yeah, we had halal meals to give to like the chogis. But
they were humanitarian ones, right?
No, not the hum rats.
The ones that came in the clear packaging.
The hum rats came in white, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those ones came in clear.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Clear.
Yeah. We had them in 04 to like give to like detainees and shit. Yeah. We ended up eating them.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Yeah. You're getting the fucking pork, bitch.
Yeah.
We're terrible people.
I remember at one point we got yelled at because our one dude that was kosher had like nothing to eat because everybody ate all of his fucking MREs. And he was like, no, I literally can't eat a single thing out of y'all's MREs. Like, fucking.
You could have the Skittles, bitch. Fuck out of here.
You join the military. Like, eat or die.
Yeah.
You
God'll understand, I promise.
Or you won't. I'll be over it.
Here's a fun fact. If you take two ham slices in a boot band, you got a field expedient Fifi. Yeah, those were. God, our fucking food sucked. MRE sucked so bad.
Do you really spell scalloped with an E? Is that really a thing?
A scalloped. Yeah.
Isn't it just scalloped?
No, it's a scalloped. A scalloped potatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Hey, Scott, you and me are in the same boat right now.
Yeah. Well, it's so if you look it up now, like if you go to like fucking Betty Crocker, it's just a scalloped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With an S. Yeah. It's supposed to be a scalloped.
Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. Where's Jazz when I need him? He'd probably pull out some fucking weird fact about how, why it changed. Yeah. A scalloped potatoes with ham wasn't bad, though. That was an okay meal. Chicken a la king was cool as long as you had crackers.
Yeah, you had to have crackers.
You had to.
Crackers was the key for a lot of the meals.
Yeah.
Crackers with the Tabasco.
Yeah, you had to.
You had to.
Yeah. And well, they stopped putting Tabasco in them.
I know, that's bullshit.
That sucks, man.
Like, what the fuck?
But granted, let's be real. We all carry a fucking bottle of Tapatio with us any fucking way nowadays. Like,
yeah,
for the most part. Like, I had a 40-ounce of Tapatio every time I deployed after that.
I never did.
Maybe be like, let me get some Tapatio. Go fuck yourself. This is mine. Yeah. This is going to last me the whole fucking trip, dog. Yeah. Like, nah. Not getting shit. And when I run out, I'll start fucking headbutting people for theirs. That's how it works. Yeah. Fuck, man. I don't miss eating that shit. Actually, you know what I don't miss? Trying to shit after eating that shit.
Have you seen the TikTok where the dad is giving his kids MREs?
And the kids are just screaming and crying.
The kids freaking out, fucking screaming about
it's so good. Dude.
Really?
He's like, this is what your military has to eat.
Well, the kid was talking shit, I guess. So he was like, oh, okay. Oh, you want to open them? Okay, let's open them.
Yeah.
Because he had like a case.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, we're going to open them. This is dinner tonight.
Yeah.
And the kid was like, I don't want to eat it. He's like, no, bitch, you wanted to open it.
Yeah.
This is what our military has to eat. So you're going to fucking eat it. The kid's like crying and shit. Yeah, it's fucked up.
See, I've always had shit taste buds because when I was younger, my dad would bring them back for me. And I'd every now and then I'd just be like, fuck it, I'm having an MRE tonight.
Yes, same.
I think it was more the getting to play with the fucking heating packet.
Yeah.
That was fun.
A rock or something. Yeah.
It's
always fun.
You know what the best was when we were kids, they had the fucking dehydrated fruit.
Peaches. The dehydrated peaches.
So fucking
good. Dude, I would...
Like they quit putting them in MREs because they were dehydrating fucking.
I would pay for them right now.
Yeah, they're so fucking good.
It came in a square this big, that thick of dehydrated peaches.
Peaches, fruit cocktail. There was a bunch of them.
But the peaches were the best.
Peaches were so good.
You would bite it off like a cracker and then it would rehydrate in your mouth. It was so good, dude.
It was so fucking
dehydrated. I would. Fuck, I want one right now.
You've had freeze-dried food.
Yeah.
Like freeze-dried candy is a big thing. This was better.
Now. Yeah.
This was better than that.
Wow.
Because it wasn't chewy at all. It was crunchy.
Yeah. It was so fucking good. Like,
see, now we get fucking M&Ms and bullshit.
Yeah. We didn't need them. We had the trackpad. Was what we called it. It was the
we had Skittles and M&Ms.
We had Skittles and M&Ms, but there was once in a while you get the trackpad. It was the graham cracker that was chocolate covered.
I never had that.
You never had the chocolate-covered graham cracker? Oh, fucking tits, man. We used to call it the trackpad because it looked like a track pad off an
aircraft. Oh, I got you.
Or is why we would call it that. Right. That was probably just a yes community thing, but still. But yeah, that thing was fucking delicious. I'd eat that right now. That was fucking...
But a dehydrated peach? Oh, my God. If any of the listeners have a dehydrated peach fucking packet, you send it to me. I'll send you cigars. Because...
Yeah.
I would like to think I'm not crazy, but that thing was delicious.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when my oldest brother Donnie was in Desert Storm, that time frame, he used to send us shit all the time. Like I had urban, like white and black urban camo fucking field jackets that he had sent us. I had like, you know, his old fucking like uniforms that were just regular camis.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, when I joined the Marines, one of his sets, because we wore the same shit, I pulled his name tapes off and put my shit on and ironed a fucking EGA on the pocket. Nice. And I rocked his shit for a long time.
Nice.
Then, you know, and it was a salty one from fucking like 89 or something, right? And people are like, where the fuck did you get that? I'd be like, it's family heirloom type of thing. And they'd be like, oh, okay, dope. You know what I mean? Because I starched the fuck out of it. It looked all good, you know? So there was that. And but one of the big things is he would always send me fucking cases MREs. Yeah. I remember I got in a fist fight once. because I stomped on one and splashed a kid. Like, I don't know, one of the gross ones. And he fucking punched me in the face. Then we got into a fight. Yeah.
Like, peanut butter was okay. Cheese was better. But when you got that jalapeno cheese.
When jalapeno cheese came out.
Even if it had the weird fucking oily bullshit you had to dump out first.
That's why you're supposed to knead it before you open it, bro.
Didn't matter. Didn't matter. The jalapeno cheese is the bomb.
Fucking A, dude. Fucking A. Now they got Nutella, like chocolate spread in them and shit.
Oh, I don't know if I'd like Nutella.
Chocolate peanut butter?
Yep. Yeah, they have chocolate peanut butter in it.
Okay. Yeah, which is actually pretty solid.
That's delicious. But
the Patriot cookies are pretty good, too. The sugar cookies.
Yeah. Well, we said the old Lorna Dunes, bro.
Yeah, which were way too dry.
Yes, there's no matter what.
Yeah. Like I'm almost.
I go to Walmart right now and buy Lorna Dunes. Yeah, they're still too dry.
But I'm almost out of water. I can't eat these.
Yeah, I need at least two canteens worth of water.
Yeah,
I need four quarts of water to eat a pack of Lorna Dunes. Yeah, you know, with Jazz and I,
the pound cakes were always good though. The lemon pound cake was
the lemon poppy seed was solid.
Yeah,
yeah. The chocolate one was dog shit.
Yeah.
But the lemon poppy seed was good.
What was the other one?
There was an orange
one. Orange. Oh, the orange.
The orange one was good. It was orange spice cake or something. That one was solid.
Orange sickle?
Something.
Yeah.
It was orange citrus something. It was good. That one was okay. I don't know. There was always little perks to each one.
We should buy a case of new MREs and just do our MRE reviews.
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if we don't like it, we just don't have to eat the fucking
thing. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
We'll
get a case of new MREs and we'll.
This is a something. We can just review. Heat it up right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A rock or something.
Yeah. Can you use booze to.
Fuck yeah. Or something.
To heat up. No, to heat up the liquid. Can you use booze?
I don't know why you would.
I mean, you're wasting booze, but we got scotch over there.
I was about to say we have four bottles of Johnny Walker that we've been talking about.
Or Maker's Mark. We got three bottles of that.
We got a whole bunch of Sailor Jerry.
The Sailor Jerry is pretty good. I just don't drink a lot of rum.
Yeah, we're just not big rum guys. Yeah. However, if I was going to go spiced rum, that'd be a go-to. Mm-hmm. I prefer that over Captain.
Yeah, I like that better, too.
Yeah. In fact, I might take a bottle of that home.
Well, we only have five there. Four right. Of them there. So.
I don't know if you guys can see this or not, but behind Scott, there's a large, large quantity of random bottles.
We call that our backup of booze.
Yeah. Because usually we just pull off the fucking main lobby here. But.
Well, shit. You got anything else?
Not really.
Yeah, where are we sitting at?
Just a little over an hour, boys.
That's not terrible.
Yeah.
Not for the two of us.
Oh, speak of the goddamn devil. Tracy just texted me. He's like, just saw the shout out. He's talking about last week's show. And he said, thanks. Thanks so much, buddy. Good fucking guy. Yeah, support that dude. He's a good dude. Oh, man.
Also, go harass Mikey to finally start a American Hooligan.
Dude, I'm going to. You know what? The background of the studio is finally about complete.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's the big thing is I've been working on getting studio space ready and stuff like that.
We have a whole room.
Yeah, but this is a solo fucking operation, just through my computer.
Okay.
So it's like the studio at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't have warfighter money. I'm unemployed. Remember? I'm one of those poors.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a poor. My wife's not. I tell you, that bitch got another promotion.
Very nice.
What the fuck, man? I'm awesome. It's awesome. I'm super stoked.
So by the time this comes out, y'all should be asking Mikey when the first episode releases.
I'm going to start with season two.
There you go.
I'm going to say everything I did beforehand. I think I had 11 episodes out there that are out now. They're out in the ether somewhere.
You have the social media locked up for it, right?
I did have the Instagram. I changed it to Mikey Fahey Comedy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, go follow Mikey Fahey Comedy. I'm sure he'll mention something about his podcast there.
Yeah. Yeah. We probably will. So here's the thing is originally American Hooligan was meant to be almost a political commentary show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no longer a political thing. I don't want to be political.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest with you, the last fucking 8 years have made me fucking hate everything political.
Yeah.
So I no longer want to do that. You know, I'd rather it be like Comedy Central, comedy centric, you know, or talk about just veteran fucking issues and things like that rather than politics. Like, yeah. I want to fucking shy away from politics. So, but I'm willing to interview fucking anybody, literally. So when the time comes for me to fucking finally pull trigger on this, it's going to be more of an online format where it's me looking at my camera, you looking at your camera, or my guest, whoever my guest is, looking at their camera, and they can do it from their phone or whatever. And then I just pop it out. Right. Like, that's the end state of this particular, very similar to what you do, Gary, actually, with the Gary Brugman podcast, which, if you guys haven't followed that one, check out Gary's as well. But yeah, that's kind of the main idea behind the American Hooligan podcast. Now we've changed gears. So if you're one of those people who have listened to me for years and you're into the fucking political shit and you're excited for me to get back to it, just know it's not going to be like it was, man. I'm not going to do that shit again. I'm not dealing with politics. It's fucking annoying. You guys have made me fucking hate people even more so than I already do, which I didn't think was possible, but y'all did it. So, but yeah, that's it.
Very awesome.
Yeah.
Well, sweet, boys.
Fucking A.
All right.
Well, like, share, subscribe, kids. Fucking smash those buttons. Do all those things. Tell your mom.
Tell your friends.
Tell your fucking mom's friends. And bitches need to know. It's a mediocre podcast that usually there's more than just me and Scott, but, you know, we're awesome and you can't turn it off. So,
is it more mediocre? Mediocre?
That coffee moonshine's hitting Scott.
Is the mediocrity better?
Is it more or less?
Well, we've never promised either, so it doesn't matter. I mean, there's less talking over. Like, they've got to just live, right?
What?
Now we're up. That feels good. That feels good. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, buddy.
Thanks for coming out. Thanks for hanging out. And thank you to all of you. Three little things. Pretty easy. You want to start it this time?
Yeah. Smoke on.
Drink on.
And goddamn it, boys.
Freedom the fuck on. Later.